dropping into being mode. Coming to our senses. The contact of the body with what it's resting on. Sensations in the body. Letting these come center stage. And whether the experience is predominantly pleasant or predominantly unpleasant or neither, this is okay. This is the moment as it is. And the invitation to hold it gently in spacious awareness. Remembering that breath is available as an anchor or you can train attention to some other part of the body as an anchor if it feels like it would be helpful to drop in to an anchor at any point during this practice. An invitation now to bring to mind something or someone for which you're grateful. Keeping it to something simple, something or someone with whom your relationship is not currently complicated. Lingering with the picture that comes up in your mind. Or it might just be a word or a phrase that represents what you're grateful for. So it can be a person, it can be sense of achievement at a task that's been completed. It could be a quality that you enjoy in life. It could be an experience that you have had or are having. It could be an aspect of the natural world that you love or something else. Bringing it to mind and just offering attention to it without needing to buy into any thoughts about it, just an image. And noticing how this experience feels in the body. Opening up attention to the body. And remembering that there are no expectations. Seeing what comes. Seeing if it's possible to let yourself be embodied as the experience of what you're grateful for, to let your whole body feel it and not just it as a cognitive experience. If you're being bathed in the experience that you're grateful for, being bathed in appreciation. And if there are any words that come that support this, like, thank you. Or simply, yes, loving this. Perhaps with the breath, a sense of breathing in appreciation, breathing in the experience of enjoyment. And with an out breath, this expanding through the whole body so that every part of you receives the enjoyment. But not needing to make the experience a particular way, just inviting this to happen. Staying with this. Enriching by staying present. Trusting that by holding this experience in conscious awareness, when the tendency may be to wander into something else, and if you notice the mind wandering, can acknowledge that it's wandered and come back to the image of what you're grateful for. And from the image, come back to the feeling tones and the breathing into the experience and out from the experience. But trusting that by this practice, we are cultivating the capacity for appreciation to be expressed. Maybe it could be felt into a little deeper. Perhaps a deeper breathing in and out. And inviting a sense of absorbing the experience deep into you. So a sense of the experience nurturing the whole of you. No barriers to this being felt. If there's other stuff going on in the mind, just let that be in the background. If there are discomforts in the body, letting those be in the background. And center stage, a sense of absorbing the wholeness, the goodness, the wholesomeness of the experience you're connecting to. you like, you could imagine breathing in the experience like a warm golden nectar that you can bathe in and be soothed by. Or if you prefer, a warm light that holds you in kindness. And letting any appropriate words come into your mind. It might be just lovely. Yes. Appreciating this. Now, letting go of this image, and just pausing for a moment just to recognize what's here at the end of this first part of this practice. And if it feels okay for you, to bring something else to mind or someone else to mind. Again, something you appreciate. An object, a memory, a person. Choosing something or someone with whom your relationship is uncomplicated, that it's easy for you to connect to a sense of gratitude right now. And tuning into this now. If there are resistances that come up, that's completely workable. No problem. So just noticing any resistances, letting them be in the background, and as best you can, just coming back to attending to the image. And opening up to the embodied experience of this. Staying with it. If there are any places in your body that experience pleasant sensations, you could gently take attention to this place and stay with it here. Holding it in awareness. And maybe saying something like, thank you. Really appreciating this. Lingering with the sense of appreciation. And now inviting an absorbing of the appreciation right into the whole of your body, perhaps breathing it in on the in-breath, perhaps a deeper breathing in, and the whole body bathed in appreciation, noticing what that feels like without there being any shoulds. And on the out breath, letting be. And letting the sense of perhaps warmth, light, enjoyment seep through the whole of your body. And if there are places in the body that are uncomfortable, perhaps letting them receive the good. And whatever the feelings of the appreciation are, letting them bathe these places of discomfort, letting them be soothed by the sense of okayness, of goodness. And remembering that if we're breathing, there's more right with us than wrong with us. even the ability to practice like this is evidence of the body and mind's basic okayness. Basic goodness. So breathing in deeply, absorbing the experience, staying with the image, bringing the image back as and when the mind has wandered away, and letting the whole body experience this. Breathing in, appreciation. Breathing out, appreciation. Letting the approach be soft, so you don't have to try to appreciate. It's a sense of connecting to something that's already here. No comparisons are needed or judgments. And now letting the image fade. Just not having to bring anything to mind, letting the body be just as it is and coming to rest in an open, spacious awareness, letting go of any images, letting go of any need for any particular experience, just coming to rest in spaciousness. And if there is a sense of appreciation that's here, that's lingering, or gratitude, or maybe body expressions of these, such as warmth, peace, stillness, then allowing those to be held and perhaps appreciating these in awareness, perhaps a smile coming to the lips. And if there isn't, opening with friendliness to whatever is coming as best you can. Appreciating the capacity to hold what's here with warmth and love. And this quote is from Franz Kafka. You do not need to leave your room. Remain sitting at your table and listen. Don't even listen. Simply wait. Be quiet, still, and solitary. The world will freely offer itself to you to be unmasked. It has no choice. It will roll in ecstasy at your feet.